Good morning. I would like to continue our study in 2 John this morning. For those of you who may be joining the broadcast for the first time, I think it would be expedient for you that I go back and review just briefly, because if I pick it up where we left off yesterday, you may get whiplash. I'd like to direct your attention to verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. There is a danger. There is a warning issued in verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Here he's talking about the reward that the believer stands to receive at the judgment seat of Christ, or the Bema seat judgment. That judgment is for Christians only. It is described more fully in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting along about, if you started with verse 9 and read down through verse 15, I think you'd get a pretty good idea of what's going on. It's mentioned also, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. The warning that we lose not this reward. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. The book is addressed to believers, to the elect lady and her children, and is motivated, as you see at the conclusion of verse 3, in truth and love. This is not because here is some hairy-knuckled, pulpit-pounding, Bible-waving preacher screaming out hate and intolerance, but rather, for the good of the people who are reading this book, he goes ahead then and says the following in verse 9, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, we're not talking about somebody or a religion who gives lip service in passing and looks to someone else as supreme. We're talking about this doctrine of what does the Bible say about Jesus Christ. Now, you will notice he makes a statement, "Hath not God." Now, this flies in the face of all that is politically correct today when it comes to the matter of religion. You are blithely told by the media and characters in the media and in politics that, you know, this religion and that religion is peace-loving, it's good, it's that, and it's Bottom line, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Now, frankly, religions are a dime a dozen. Only Christianity, and when I say Christianity, I mean Christianity as preached by Paul, as delineated by the Scripture, as being proclaimed by John, what the Bible says, New Testament Christianity, there is something that is genuine. Religion, that is a system of a belief system that requires action on the part of the adherent to do, or do not in order to get to heaven. Salvation depending upon your works is not of God. Now, we came to verse 10, and yesterday I spent most of the program on verse 10. Verse 10 and verse 11 are essential in taking heed to the warning of the danger. Verses 7 and 8 sound. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. You'll notice verse 10 does not end with a period. The period comes at the conclusion of verse 11. But all of this, notice, if you read it and you look back at the preceding verses, things begin to fall into line a little more clearly as to why John is saying what he's saying. He's warning them of those who are imposters, who would corrupt their belief, who would seduce them from the truth, in verse 7, who would give in substitution a different Christ, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves. Watch out. Why? Because the influence of these characters will cause you to lose reward at the judgment seat of Christ. Now watch. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, and in the context, in verse 9, talking about the doctrine of Christ, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, I think, in all fairness, we need to point this out. It doesn't mean you got a neighbor out here on your front door screaming and hollering, the house is on fire, my baby's inside, oh, please help me, can I come in and use your phone? That is different than somebody who is coming with the purpose of recruiting you to their religion. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, he's bringing something, but it's not correct doctrine, okay? Understand, we're not talking about ruling out humanitarian or charitable action, but we are talking here about adherence to true doctrine. We are talking about the defense of the faith. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. I was telling you this story before when we ran out of time yesterday. This lady had gotten out of a car. There were, I don't know, it looked like maybe a couple women, about three men. This woman got out, and she came by herself, and the men sat in the car. And she approached and wanted to talk about religion, and I sized up the situation pretty quickly, and I knew that they were from a cult. And I said, look, you are a, and I used the name for their belief system, and she said, yes. And I said, well, you, I'm a pastor. I pastor Calvary Bible Church. I'm a graduate of Bob Jones University. There's not a thing in the world you've got to say that I need to hear, that I want to hear, or that I'll listen to, okay? If on the other hand, talk religion, and you want the truth, and you want me to explain it to you, I'll be glad to sit down and talk with you till the cows come home. But if you're here just to push your... Sorry. And she was a little miffed, and she said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. And well, you have a good day. And as she turned and walked away, I said, well, I would like to wish you the same thing. And she said, well, thank you. I said, let me finish. I'd like to wish you the same thing, but I can't. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, the Bible, there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine. Receive him not into your house, neither time for you. And she was a little miffed, and she said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. And well, you have a good day. And you can't do that, friend. You just can't do it without disobeying the word of God. For he that, verse 11, for he that biddeth him Godspeed, is partaker of his evil deeds. Notice, please, his is referring to the deceivers, the corruptors, the impostors, the seducers who abide not in the doctrine of Christ, these who have not God. They don't know God. That's the point. He that biddeth this individual, or this religion, or representatives of this religion, Godspeed, is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, I don't care what their motivation is. God sees it as evil, as being wrong. He that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. Now, notice, please, Christian, this is a command. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, command, imperative voice, receive him not into your house, command. Second command, neither bid him Godspeed. Now the consequences is being labeled by association in the sight of God with the error that this cultist, this minister of the gospel, you call them whatever they choose to call themselves, but if they are messed up on the doctrine of Christ, you don't want to be identified with that. Not if you've been washed in the blood. If they don't want to listen to the truth, you got nothing to talk to them about. Now listen, I said, oh, well, yes, I'd certainly be glad to discuss it with you. Then sit down there on the back porch or on the front door stoop or wherever, but you don't let them in your house. Because, frankly, people, they'll do anything to get in. And they'll want to have Bible discussions. If you want to, put up with it, what it is, they want to brainwash you. They want to have their Bible studies in your home. Christian, be smart enough to see the danger and pull out of it. If you don't, well, I just can't be rude, but you can be disobedient to God. You can slap down the Lord Jesus Christ, all for the sake of hospitality. Be careful and don't be foolish. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine, he hath both the Father and the Son. You check them out at the door. If they check out, come on in, have a time of fellowship. On the other hand, if they don't, if they're coming into you, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bid him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, Christian, you don't want that on your record. You don't want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and find that you have, whether it's out of ignorance, which you cannot claim after today, or out of a sense of hospitality. Don't care what your motivation is. You're in trouble. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker, is participant, is a co-conspirator, is a collaborator with him, a partner in his evil deeds. Now, verse 12, having many things to write unto you, I would not write. I don't want to write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and to speak face to face, that our joy may be full, complete, abundant, overflowing. Now, you'll notice he's got many things to say, and he doesn't want to take the time, the paper and the ink, to write it. He intends to come to the location wherever this elect lady was. He intends to come and talk with her and her children, whether that's in a church and the members of the congregation or not. I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. And even though he intends to come, he's jotted down this brief epistle and mailed it on ahead. Why? Because of the danger that this congregation or this lady and her family are facing. And my friend, you and I face the same difficulty. We face the same danger. We face the same threat. We need to take heed to the warning. He thought it was important enough to specifically nail this one down. He's going to have other things to discuss when he gets there. He makes that plain. But this was important. Now, my friend, it is important today as well. In a day of this ecumenical spirit of, well, I'm okay and you're okay, this kind of situation ethics, this sort of feel-goodism, it's going to cost you something to obey the Scripture. But my friend, that is the essence of fellowship with God. Verse 13 says, the children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. My time is gone, and our study with 2 John is ended. Join me next time for another study.